Do we have, let's see, Mr. Martyr, hold on, let's just see, let me find out what music Trump is playing. Now this is ironic. Oh my God.
He's played this before.
He's playing this at his rally? You might not get what you want, but you'll get what you need?
Pretty much sums up this year's presidential race, doesn't it?
Well, the other politicians have used it too, to be fair.
Uh-oh, hold on a second. They're going to they've cut the music.
Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago, and after meeting with law enforcement, has determined that for the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day.
Wow!
Thank you very much for your attendance.
Oh, my God.
Please go in peace.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Probably a good call, though.
Oh, my God. Ryan Burrow.
The protesters are very, very amped up right now. The protesters are jumping. They're cheering. They're chanting. I'm looking right at them. They shut it down. That's what they said they were going to do. They shut it down. Absolute jubilation right now.
Oh, that is crazy. That is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the first time that Trump has had Chicago, I knew it was going to happen here. But it was going to happen anywhere. Boy. Wow.
Well, we didn't like
that.
Some
of these people are holding Bernie Sanders signs.
I knew it. I'm at Argo. It is only about a $40 cab ride away from the pavilion.
Summit in the Argo High School. That's where he is right now.
Go ahead and take an Uber, and you can get there in about 20 minutes.
Wow. All right, so the protesters are jumping up and down here.
Yeah, and they're tearing up Trump signs. I mean,
it's a
battle they essentially won, right?
It doesn't look like the protesters outside, though, are aware of it. So that's interesting.
Well, when it looks, it would be interesting.
They will find out.
Yeah, they'll find out. And wait till they find out what's going to see what happens on the streets here. We want everybody to remain calm and safe here at a moment like this.
Absolutely.
If the protesters have won this skirmish, it's time to go home peacefully and celebrate that moment.
I don't know that there are any winners, really. I mean, I think he probably should have been able to speak, and I think that people should be allowed to protest. I don't think it's a win when you have to cancel something.
Well, this is a choice. This was a choice that the Trump campaign has made to cancel this rally.
Or maybe the police have made to say, hey, we're not sure that we can secure the safety of everyone at this rally and everyone on the streets.
All right, now we're starting to see some people actually inside here, Ryan. I've got a camera's eye view from CNN looking at some of the protesters getting in, or the Trump supporters and Trump protesters getting each other's face
inside. Yeah,
they've
all gathered.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they've all gathered kind of in one corner here and like almost in celebration. The Trump people haven't started leaving yet. You know, everyone's just kind of standing in a holding pattern
now. How are they going to get to their cars, Ryan? Think about that.
Well, that's true.
That's going to be an issue.
Well, I just pray that everyone's okay. I just think everyone's so upset right now.
The adrenaline
They're
is
angry
running
at
really
each other.
High.
Their adrenaline's running. Some are going to feel like they won from this. Some are going to feel like they lost. And they're going to be angry. I don't like that.
Police are helping some of the people, escorting some of the people out now. It looks like they're helping a Trump supporter get out of the melee of protesters. Boy, he's in the minority in that section right now, the Trump supporter, that is, it seems like all of the protesters have gathered in this corner right where I'm at right now.
So we're seeing that on the camera now.
They're all chanting Bernie.
Bernie's in Summit.
So it also looks like out on the streets, the people still waiting to get into the pavilion have been actually released from their post. So I don't know exactly where those people are headed, but they might clash with protesters on the street.
All right, Richard Roper is now joining us and on the phone. And Richard, where are you?
Hey, Ro, I am down on the floor here at the UIC, where about 5 minutes ago, at least 1,000, if not more, protesters all spontaneously got up out of their seats, started dancing and chanting. They're chanting anti-Trump slogans and chanting Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. It's a huge percentage of this crowd, mostly young people, but a pretty diverse group. And they're now marching in a circle around the main floor.
This is an incredible turn of events here. We went right to the stage microphone as they announced that they were postponing this rally here at the UIC Pavilion. And there appears to have been a number of protesters who were able to get in, which has been something that the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, has been very careful about, not letting as many. They try to profile the protesters and not let them in. But here at the Pavilion, it was not possible. Richard, you're out in the middle of it right now. What are you seeing?
Yeah, right in the middle of it right now. I'll tell you, it's an incredible scene. Like, just a lot of exuberance, these young protesters getting on each other's shoulders. And I'm telling you, Ro, it is a very large percentage. I'd say at least 25% of the crowd are people. You can hear them chanting. I'm going to hold up the phone so you can hear them chanting. Oh, they're standing for Bernie Sanders, and the people who came here to support Trump are in their seats and kind of just looking, quite frankly, dumbfounded by this. Literally thousands of kids literally went online, got these free tickets, and I could tell as I was on the way in, Ro, that a lot of the people waiting in line were clearly not Trump supporters and were ready to stage this protest. This is something that was definitely planned.
Right. This does appear to be an orchestrated event.
Right. Well orchestrated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it is... It's clear that if this were going to happen anywhere, it was going to happen here, because this is it was a very curious place. Some violence is now erupting between Trump supporters and actually even law enforcement now, who are trying to help them get out. There's pushing and some fists are flying here.
This is not what you need. Yeah. I mean, this is.
Yeah, it's intense. I would say, a few people brought their children here, and this is why you don't want to do this, guys. I'm seeing some people who are just leaving because I think, some couples, some older people leaving, I think more out of concern for safety than anything else. And I don't blame them. I mean, it's a melee. It's not a riot. It's a pretty intense.
Hey, Ryan, are you seeing some of the people attending the Trump rally who are inside now coming out? Are they being given safe passage as they're trying to get out?
It's just absolute chaos right now. I don't know what's going on. Everyone seems to have congregated in this corner where all the protesters were. In fact, I saw a lot of Trump supporters starting to come this way, and they continue to come this way. There's basic protests going on inside, between two sides right now, inside the UIC Pavilion.
All right.
I've never seen anything like this before. We're used to seeing maybe one or two. But this is getting crazy.
A protester has actually gotten up on the stage now and is trying to get to the microphone and is being taken away by police or security of some sort. Patty Vasquez, our Patty Vasquez, you can hear every night here on WGN after Justin Kaufman, is outside the UIC Pavilion. And what are you seeing, Patty?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people trying to get in and out. And he's right. There are people throwing fists instead of confrontation. The police officers are holding steady out here and keeping everyone safe. We saw some scuffles. Some people beating on the doors now to get in. We never made it in. It was a little chaotic here.
Yeah, and you were intending to try to get in. How long were you waiting in line?
We got here. We were stuck in traffic, which is so this way for Craig and I. But the police officers were very helpful trying to get us in, and that was when we got word that it was canceled. But yeah, there are students trying to storm the doors here at the corner of Racine and Harrison.
The
doors.
And we'll come right back to you, Patty. Hold on one second. Ryan, are you in a safe place at the moment?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. They actually locked the media section off. They won't let us in or out. Some people are able to jump the fence if they really, really need. I'm watching right now in front of me some Trump supporters confronting. Hopefully you don't hear all of the words that are being said right now, because we can't air most of them. But the confrontations continue. I think it's just a matter of trying to get these people cleared out now.
Yeah.
At some point this becomes a risk, I think, with things as heated as they are.
And Richard Roper is on the
chance continue
on the floor in the middle of this. Richard, what's happening around you at the UIC Pavilion as the Trump rally has been postponed, canceled tonight because of protesters inside and outside the building. And now there's a bit of a tussle both inside and outside the building. Richard, our own Richard Roper is in the middle of it. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, I can see Ryan and the whole press group. They are kind of penned in on the platform. I'm near the area where they're all kind of gathering in the corner. At this point, the protest is pretty much filled up the main floor. There were no seats on the main floor. It was almost like a festival situation, which is making it a lot harder for police to hear the crowd because these kids are, you know, posted kids. They're all right on top of each other, and they're jumping up and down. And I think right now, Ro, the approach seems to be from law enforcement to maybe let them just kind of burn themselves out. Let them have their protest, let them have their exuberance, instead of getting into a situation where they'd be trying to push, you know, 2,000 people out of the UIC pavilion all at once.
All right, Richard, hold on 1 second for us. Rob Martier's got some news from police communications.
Yeah, Ro, monitoring Twitter right now. There are reports through the police scanners that roughly about a half dozen fights are taking place in the parking lot. Obviously, we don't know the severity of those fights. It could be just routine pushing and shoving. It could be something more than that. Also on Twitter, protesters apparently trying to block the Eisenhower at race scene. So again, anywhere in and around the UIC pavilion and the UIC campus, you want to steer clear of.
Also hearing they're asking for police backup in and around the area and that some protesters are taking to move toward the Trump Tower at this time.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I found this to be a very curious choice of a place to hold this rally in
the first place. Why didn't you like that?
Well, because I think that Trump supporters, if you think about where Trump is really drawing his, you know, his support, major metropolitan areas, in the at least in the industrial north and in the East Coast, are not that. And you're going to a very, you know, in the middle of he's going to a college campus,
right,
UIC.
Certainly not students.
Yeah.
Students are not his strong supporters.
No. And there is, I'm just looking at some fists now flying on the floor again at the UIC Pavilion and arrests being made. This appears to be a protester versus counter-protester. And it's interesting is he chose to do this. It seems like a suburban location would have probably been a better one. It's interesting that Bernie Sanders is at Argo High School in Summit.
Yeah,
right.
And
he's there.
Donald Trump is at the U, or was going to be until they just canceled this for safety concerns. If you're just joining us right here on WGN, we have...
Guys, they just started turning off the lights.
Wall-to-wall coverage. Our own Ryan Burrow is at the UIC Pavilion. They have canceled the Trump rally at the UIC Pavilion. You're listening to the live audio of the floor now, which has been filled with protesters against Donald Trump. The Trump supporters have had to leave. There have been some skirmishes between them. There are some fights in the parking lot and outside the UIC Pavilion.
You can see how it's getting very angry as people start getting in each other's faces, and you see officers then move in to try to break up these fights. It looks angry.
Another interesting piece of information here. Chicago police are now inside this building. They had not been there in great numbers, Ryan, prior to that, but now Chicago police have descended into the building as well as we're monitoring police communications, and there basically is a citywide alert out to try to get as many officers as they could possibly can into this area to secure the perimeter of the UIC Pavilion, to secure the Racine exit and entrance onto the Eisenhower. And now uniformed Chicago police officers on the floor of the UIC Pavilion, which was really being managed and secured by Secret Service, private contractors, and, of course, the UIC police, right?
Yeah, Ro, I'm sorry. I think you're asking me that question. We're seeing police kind of flood that corner where I said that the protesters were in. You know, they're working row to row trying to push the people out of the seats. They started turning off some of the lights here. They want people to get out of here. They want this to be over with because, you know, everyone's just kind of stewing in their own juices right now, whether it be Trump people. Some have come over. Some have shouted at me and the media saying that we're the ones who fanned the flames of this. And they're trying to, you know, there we go. Yep. I'll try to protect you guys from some of the chanting and swearing that's going on. But, you know, police have to step in here and now just start clearing people out. They can't. It's one of those, you can't stay here, you got to keep moving.
Got it.
We'll see what happens out on the streets following this. It's
Let's go back to...
A lot of people still standing around just kind of stunned. A lot of Trump supporters, I don't know if they just think that maybe, you know, this thing's going to happen still. I'm not sure.
All right. Ryan is in the media section here. Our own Richard Roper is on the floor of the UIC Pavilion. What do you see, Richard?
Ryan's done a terrific job of capturing this scene, Ro. What's happening out there? They are starting to dissipate. The crowd are kind of getting into smaller groups. Police are basically escorting them out, not pushing them out, leading into the exits. And as Ryan mentioned, they dimmed the lights in the balcony. Now, the balcony filled almost completely full with Trump supporters because there's one person in the balcony who's cheering or saluting or dancing. They're just kind of standing there, just not in silence. They got an announcement to take that around. As you may have heard, because the rally has been canceled, I think some of these protesters didn't realize until now that Trump is not going to be taking the stage. So they're celebrating and dancing around, but they are trying to get everybody to leave as peacefully and as quickly as possible.
And you just pray that that's the case, because, I mean, I think this is not a win. I don't think this is a win for anybody. I think Trump should have been allowed to speak. I think people should have been allowed to protest, and to see it resort to this is just sad. It's just sad.
You're hearing the event is now over. Please exit the building. There's one lone man
but
standing.
But where are you exiting to? You're exiting to a bunch of angry protesters.
Egress here is not easy because, you know, we've seen the scenes from outside, which is full of people. You've got, you know, protesters outside. There's no clear path to the doorway. You have everyone milling about. It's tough to get out. Richard said, we have people still trying to flow in. So, you know, it's a tough situation for the police and for, you know, the event organizers. How do you get all those people out? Where are they going to go?
And how do you peacefully get them separated?
Right.
Separated.
Minimizing conflict.
Our own Patty Vasquez is outside the UIC pavilion right now, too. What are you seeing, Patty?
Right now I see a large group of police officers that are moving towards some of the doors. They're going toward gate number 4 right now, I think, to make sure anyone who's leaving, because you're right, they are. When anyone who was in the rally is, you know, walking right into a huge crowd of protesters. And that's where a lot of the altercations started a little while ago. So it looks like the cops are trying to make sure that the people who are trying to leave can do it safely. There's, you know, been some singing and some cheering out here as well. Singing, na, 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 all that. But a lot of hostility between people one-on-one in various places.
All right. Patty, thank you very much. You stay safe as well. We're going to take a quick time out here, and then we will come back and try to assess what's happening here, because we do have Blackhawks hockey coming your way in just a few minutes right here on 720 WGN. But we'll wrap this up right after this.
You can't always get what you want.
What a turn of events.
All right. The Trump rally at the UIC Pavilion, which we're planning to bring to you live here, has been canceled due to protests inside and outside the building. Rob Martier has been covering this from the newsroom. We had full on. You got a front row seat to it over the last half hour.
Absolutely.
As our own Ryan Burrow was in the middle of it, our own Richard Roper and our own Patty Vasquez were right there, and we're able to bring it to you from the second it was canceled. I mean, no one. We just happened to go right back to
you
the live
up
microphone,
a button, and there it was.
Right, our timing was just spot on.
I think you tuned in to see what song they were playing.
I did, and then next thing you know,
we did, and that was no Elton John announcement.
Rob, what can you tell us about what's happening now on the streets?
Yeah, about a half an hour, 40 minutes ago, that rally canceled. Right now, people are exiting out the back. That is basically kind of Racine. The police are keeping them from curling around to Racine and Harrison, which is where the large majority of protesters are standing right now. So again, Chicago police used to this sort of thing. They're very adept at trying to keep the warring factions, if you will, at bay and keep them away from each other. Although inside, there have been numerous reports of pushing and shoving and some fighting as well. So again, it's still a very tense situation in and around UIC Pavilion. But as of right now, Ro, it seems as though CPD has things under control.
All right, Rob, thank you very much.